This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Now is usually the time we start thinking about early planting. As more snow is falling on top of our 2 feet of snow, it's a little difficult to consider those plants. But that's the fun part of a snowy winter day when you're a gardener. The dreaming and scheming of your garden-to-be. Burpee sends me all kinds of emails and, of course, catalogs. Today's is on onions. I love onions. A friend of mine can't eat them, but me, well, it's kind of like garlic. I love that, too. I love red onions, yellow onions, white onions, and green onions. We can start planting onion sets in mid-April. On average, plant them in a sunny location, 1 inch deep and about 3 inches apart. Except for green onions, those can be planted about 1 inch or 2 apart. One of the reasons we northern gardeners need to get onions in the ground as quick as the soil can be worked is their days to maturity. As cold climate gardeners, we need to pay attention to that number, or we're caught with an early frost and losing the crop. The longest storing onion, a yellow onion, is Patterson Hybrid. The 4-inch bulbs are sweet and mildly pungent. Days to harvest are about 100. However, they can be left in the ground as the snow flies. While other onions get mushy, Patterson Hybrid stays firm. The Walla Walla white onion is great for our northern climes with the days to harvest at 80 to 90. It has a nice mild flavor and stores for up to 3 months. Most red onions take longer to mature, but there is a milder one called Red Candy with the days to harvest of 95. It's a 3-inch globe of sweetness. And for green onions, there are a few types depending on what you want. I like the thicker scallion type. Parade matures in about 60 days. I'll have much more information on GardenBite.com as onions are heavy feeders. Check out my website and find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.